Now, have you been doing some gardening recently? Because it's pretty hard work, isn't it, gardening? Well, I suppose it isn't that bad when the weather's nice, but can you imagine having a garden which is the size of more than 100 football pitches, really? Well, diggers have almost finished work on a site that size. It's part of a 5-year wildlife project. It's happening at the Beckingham Marshes near Gainsborough, and just under £1 million of funding's come from various organisations, including the RSPB, that's the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, and the Environment Agency, and the Heritage Lottery Fund. Well, BBC Lincolnshire's Lee Milner has been out to the site.
Well, I'm here at Beckingham Marshes with site manager Michael Coppleston. So, Michael, how's work going so far?
Oh, it's going really well. We're on schedule. We've been working for about 2 weeks now, and we've dug well over 60 ponds, so all the scrapes that we've got, and we've already done about 700 metres worth of new ditches, so it's quite exciting how it's coming on.
I mean, looking round, it's quite a large area. Let's put into perspective, around 100 football pitches you've got to work on. How long's that going to take you?
Well, this engineering project, it's a big project, like you say, so 95 hectares, yeah, you're right, it's about 100 football pitches, and we've got engineering works which are probably going to last us about 10 weeks. Okay, so that's going to be putting in about 4 kilometres worth of new ditches and then about just under 100 new scrapes, and these are all the watery features that are going to be really good for a wet grassland.
So what animals are you expecting to come here?
Well, we're really hoping that this is going to become a fantastic habitat for things like breeding waders, so things like your lovely lapwings and your redshanks, and then the watery ditches are going to be great for things like dragonflies, butterflies, aquatic plants, and our little furry friends, those little water voles as well. So we're quite hopeful that's going to be the kind of things that we can attract here.
Brilliant. So we've got the digger here. What's he doing right now?
He's out there at the moment, he's digging out a shallow ditch. So this is going to be a little shallow wet creation ditch, and that's really going to create a little bit of water on the surface for when the breeding waders come and they need to feed their chicks. So really it's all about creating bits of water where things like little midge larvae and little insects can live in the water, and then you provide all that food source for all the birds and other things as well. So he's creating a really nice little ditch here on the middle of this big open field for us.
So where the pools are being dug out, it's quite clayey, the soil. Why is it like that?
Yeah, well, there's lots of clay on the surface. It's an alluvial clay, and that means that it's basically flood wash. So it's all the material, all the sediments that's come from when the area has been flooded. And what that does is that settles and it creates this really compacted sort of top sediment. But we can work with that. What we find is that if you dig little shallow scrapes in it, just like the ditch that's in front of us here, then you can actually hold water on the surface. It actually perches on the top, and that's because clay is impermeable. Okay, so the water just literally sits on the top. And when you get that, you literally create these little watery pools where all the insects can live, and then all the birds can feed on those and everything else. So having clay on the site isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's actually really good for us.
And just a minute ago, when the diggers were going, the whole ground shook. Why is that?
Yeah, it's interesting. Underneath the clay, we've got about half a metre of clay. Then underneath that is the layer of peat. We're actually helping to preserve that peat underneath by keeping it wet. But the peat underneath is like a big sponge, so it acts like a big waterbed. So the clay moves on the top and the peat underneath all sort of like wriggles around. So when the diggers go and you feel like you're on a waterbed. So it's all quite interesting, but I assure you it's quite safe.
Well, that's BBC Lincolnshire's Lee Milner at Beckingham Marshes near Gainsborough with site manager Michael Coppleston. And by the way, we are talking about Burley horse trials this morning. Also hearing from Lincolnshire's cricketers on the programme today.